Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, Amanda Mike. If you ever wonder why it was Monday, for like the next several weeks, I'm going to be doing a conversation campfire revival. If you ever heard of Kirk Cameron, best known for Growing Pains, he's done Fireproof, he's done a ton of movies, he's an outspoken Christian advocate, as am I, and when our country was falling apart, because I'm in America, just in case anyone wonders, because I have people listening all around the world. He wanted to do something because this country's falling apart, and when we do in America, we do like the first 100 days of the presidency. How's he doing? And if you're a Democrat, you're doing great no matter how bad this country is, and if you're a Trumper or conservative, it doesn't matter how good you're doing, it's bad. And he goes, well, I want to do 100 days with the American Covenant book, and he goes through that, and it's just something that I fell in love with. I'm like, yeah, and I went on Wednesday to watch him live at the Ark, because I was going Saturday. They had like this be a campfire coach and do a campfire Bible thing, and I did like the live kind of thing, and I'm going to look into it because I want to see if there's a place where you can post those, because it'd be neat to see what other people have done, if they've just done Zoom or if they've done like a live, you know, where you show the video and stuff. And I'm doing that because I really truly believe the Democratic way won't get us anywhere. The Republican way won't get us anywhere, because Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one can get the Father except through me. So that's why it was Monday, and that's where I'll be. I might do two conversations right now. I'm just going to be doing one because I'm doing that campfire Bible, and it takes a lot of work to do all this stuff. So, but I want to thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We got an amazing program for you. You know, as if you haven't heard right now, you know, all these Democrats are, oh, well, I mean, they have this like, oh, we're prepared to win. Like, okay, you shouldn't get, I mean, I don't know how anyone would vote for any of you. I don't know. Like, Biden has the lowest approval rating so far. I'm like, how does he have any approval rating at all? How is it not zero? I mean, they're having a press conference with the governor of Texas when you had that unspeakable elementary school shooting, and Berto Butte comes in there starting crap. And then why are they letting him? They should have been dragging his. If it was me and I was the cops, I would have been dragging his ASS out that place instantly. I wouldn't have given him 2 seconds to speak. He would have opened his mouth. He would have been walking out that door. I would have been dragging his butt. I don't care who it is. To those family members, Lord help us. Lord help us, man. That's the sick people we have in this nation. I mean, but hey, he's not a Christian. There was a horror film called The Men, and I guess it was like going to be this big, it's a tanked. See, people don't want this crap. That's why I'm going to get into a lot of things tonight, because I'm so tired of this woke bull crap. This woke nations. Mark Zuckerberg, the Washington Attorney General, is suing Mark Zuckerberg and da da da. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of like, we're investigating Hillary Clinton. I mean, like that one guy that came out that admitted, the one campaign person that admitted point blank straight to our faces. You heard about this, right? Where, like, she gave the head to put the fake dossier information out to the media? Like, that's going to go anywhere? Are you kidding me? You know, it's like they investigate these people over and over again, that's going to happen. It's just smoke screen. They ain't going to do anything to Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, they'll probably, like, fine him or some crap, you know, like, it'll probably be a kickback or something like, you're going to be ordered to pay restitution or be paid to some other Democrat. It'll be, you know, it's all cooked. Don't worry, folks. Like these commercials I have where, like, what is it? The IRS is the most powerful force in the United States. They can garnish your wages. Nah, nah, nah. I'm like, yeah, but if you're a politician, they won't do anything to you. Don't forget Matthew 18, verse 3. Then he said, I tell you the truth. Unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf is welcoming me. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day and welcome to the conversation. And that campfire revival I did, it's just, I think it's going to be an amazing thing. I think it's going to, because we want to have these going nationwide. You know, Kurt's one guy. He can't do it all, you know. And I started it when, like, nothing changes. I mean, look at that. I'm going to get into this first off and foremost because it's been on my mind. I was talking to my producer, and, like, when I was a kid, you had gun racks with 10-gauge shotguns, 12-gauge shotguns, 14 loaded in the back. I had a guy that took, like, an extra, like, for spring break or whatever. He went hunting, fishing with his dad. His dad took him out of school on, like, Friday to go hunting and fishing for the weekend. We had loaded shotguns in the back of unlocked trucks in a gun rack when I was in school. We didn't have shootings like we do now. Well, folks, what we're going to have to do here is, I mean, come on, we got to have some gun laws. We got to start banning guns. We cannot have these school shootings. Guns have nothing to do with it. I think it was in Australia when they had, like, a guy that stabbed somebody in a grocery store with a knife, and then they stopped selling knives. Are you kidding me? They'll sit there and they'll take a pen, an ink pen, and they'll sit there and they'll melt it with a lighter, and then they'll dip it in cool water. They'll melt it in a lighter, dip it in cool water, and they'll get it really brittle, and then they'll take and they'll crap, and they'll take some of the crap in a cup, and they'll dig the plastic into the feces. That way, when they use that as, like, a spear and try to jam that thing into you, they try to break a piece of plastic off with the feces and stuff and try to get infected and get you killed. Anything can be used as a weapon. And one of the best weapons you got is the Bible. We can't have the Bible in school. We have to have people telling kids that they're not kids. Well, you're not really a kid. You're a girl. No, don't give me that bull crap. You're confused. You're a girl, okay? We're going to have Child Protective Services take that, have them take you away from your parents, because your parents saying, remember that thing from, what was that, Kindergarten Cop? Oh, yeah. Boys have penis. Girls have vagina. Ha, 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 ha. Guess what, folks? Now that kid would be like, how can he say that? He needs to be he needs to go to a re-education camp because you're born a boy. 76% of people that are transgender either end up going back or they commit suicide. Folks, it's a disease. They need help. I never thought I'd see a day where you'd be having teachers trying to convince a kid that he's confused, that, well, he's actually a boy. No, I'm a girl. I have long hair. No, you're a boy. No, you just need to. That's why homeschooling is increasing by a millionfold. It's not guns that are killing people. It's in the hearts and the minds. I'm not saying that because I have a concealed and carry permit, so does my wife. We have guns. They've never, oh, they've killed like a little piece of paper guy down the range, and I've hit him in the head a couple times, and you know, like a 1 mil piece of paper. But it's the hearts and minds. That's why we had unlocked trucks with loaded shotguns, and no one died. No one was killing anyone. We had two things. Like I told my niece today, we had two things. A right and a left fist. You won some, you lost some, but you lived to fight another day. Well, I got my ass whooped. Okay. And then you would usually end up shaking hands and say, all right, man, you kicked my butt. Okay, next time, you know, and you just, not today. There's no heart and mind anymore. There's no nuclear family. Most inner city black kids don't have a mom and a dad. I don't care how many moms you have, there's no dad there. A kid needs a father figure. A girl can't be a father figure. There's things that my wife has been through that I can never understand because I don't have that in me. I don't have female parts. I don't know what it's like to go through certain things. There are certain things I go through. A woman can never understand prostate problems. That's why when you're 6 years old, you can pretend to be a girl all you want to, but when you're 40, you're going to have a prostate exam. I've had them before. I'm at that age where the things I used to make fun of as a kid, now I'm like, so let me see here. This says it gives 24 hours of relief. Oh, wow. Huh. I shouldn't have made fun of this stuff because I think it actually works. That's the problem. There's so much confusion in this world. We need to get the Bible back into this. Oh, they allow them in prisons. We wouldn't need them in prisons. If fathers just did what they were supposed to do, half the junk we face in the street wouldn't happen. There are places, and I saw a video, this was a long time ago. It was like 10 years ago, and it was these people go, broken homes? Yes, we can. Unemployment? Yes, we can. Homeless? Yes, we can. Show me a white Tea Party conservative within 50 miles of this place. They ain't here. This is a black community. You can't blame our problems on the GOP. You can't blame it on white people. There's no white people around here. They won't come near here. This is democratically controlled and run. I don't care who it is. If it's an independent, I'll vote for him if he has my best interest at heart. But we don't. And people are waking up. I mean, supposedly Biden has the lowest approval rating so far. I'm like, how does he have any? Go to the supermarket. I actually had to explain to people that because I put a thing like a joke on my Facebook page that was like, when are they going to hand out the inflation relief checks or the gas price relief checks? And people thought I was sick. Well, that's the reason why we're in this with the stimulus checks. That's why we're in this problem in the first place. I'm like, yeah. Now I have to put like it's a joke because some people actually think that I'm stupid like that. I'm sorry. I could be wrong on this, but I think it was when Glenn Beck had his Glenn Beck TV before it became the Blaze. He had the McDonald's, the ex-McDonald's, no, not McDonald's. He had the ex-Burger King CEO on there. Okay. And he's like, well, why not make the minimum wage $50? Have everyone filthy rich. I remember one time a buddy goes, man, I want to go to San Francisco, man. I heard Subway pays $24. I'm like, yeah, go out there and make $24 an hour. That's like making $6 an hour where we live. Like you take a one bedroom apartment in San Francisco, like junk, you're probably paying $1,500. And you're going to be like, okay, yeah, I'm having to walk over homeless people that are sleeping in the aisleways because it's the cost of living. Yeah, you might think it's great. Pay everyone $50 an hour. You'll make a lot of money, but everything's going to have to cost more. So the $100,000 you might make or whatever that would be a year and a salary approximately, it would equivalent to like 20,000 now. Yeah, we're having some severe weather, folks. So if tornado sirens or anything goes off, I may have to bye-bye. I did that. I don't know if you have long-time listeners know. This is like 4 or 5 years ago. I'm like sitting there, and all of a sudden, when the sirens go off, that means a tornado's been spotted and it hit the ground. And okay, the sirens are going off. I'm out of here. Good night and God bless. And I took off. And I'm like, man, I have to go to my parents' house. They got a basement. And if it was really bad, I mean, it's too far away. I'd say I'd just go to my work and I can go to one of like the laboratory basements. But it's just the hearts and minds are gone in this country. They are. I mean, everyone's like that Friday movie. Man, you quick to pick up a gun, afraid to get an ass whooping. Everyone's quick to point the gun out, but you never think about what was that kid thinking? Killed his grandmother and killed. I'm at a loss for words. I feel first and foremost, I don't even know what those parents are going through. And then you have the nerve to have Berto Abuke come out and start carrying on. Like I said in the beginning of this program, if I was there, he wouldn't have gotten in one word, and I'd have been dragging his butt out the door. I don't care. I'd be like, you open up your mouth, you're getting tased, and you're getting drug out. You're not going to disrespect the people that have died. But that's who's in Biden's cabinet. That's who's... And then you get these idiots that are like, I can't believe there are people that still support guns after what's going on. Like, and you're not even questioning the... And what about the kid? I mean, come on, folks. Like, they go right to the gun. I'm like, well, okay, well, you know, and I'm wondering how they're... Because he was a black guy that did this, which race doesn't matter, but how are they going to spin this? Because they can't, you know, if it was a white person, you know, how are they going to push this? Because they, you know, it's... Because I love watching these videos where they have these liberals and they try to, like, they take on, like, Ben Shapiro and they take on Charlie Kirk and they can't win because they have no argument. And it's very, like, well, white privilege is racist. You want to know how many people I've seen when I went to L.A., when I went to San Francisco, when I've been to Chicago and Indianapolis that are homeless and they're white? Where's their privilege? Treat them... Most of them just fell on hard times. They're great people. Treat them with respect. Offer them, say, hey, you want something to eat? You want some food? I'll get you some food. You'll know the true people that are truly homeless that, yeah, here, I haven't eaten anything. Here you go. Here's a six-pack of water. And go in there and get yourself some waters. Get yourself whatever. Here's, you know. And you'll know the real people versus one that, oh, I just want money. You want a hostel for the night? Yeah, they got one on Clark and Van Buren, man. $26. Get yourself showered up, man. Respect them. They're human beings. Just like these 14 kids that died. They're human beings. Show them respect. You shouldn't be politicizing anything. We need to get our hearts right. I've had people, hey, man, I'm hungry, okay? What do you want? I'll get you anything. And I've gotten them food. And they're grateful. They're no different than you or I. I'm no better than anybody. And we need to realize that we all need to... When I grew up, my family members had my house key. Of course they did, because we lived all in the same house. But my neighbors had my house key. So if I got locked out of my house, I could go to Robin's house. Robin, I locked myself out here. And they would go with you, and you would unlock your door. That way you would not forget to lock the you know, and then they would take the key back so that you wouldn't lock it. Two keys in the house. Oh, yeah, it's downpouring rain, folks. We have monsoon weather where I'm at, but... It shouldn't be. I guarantee you the cats are inside. But, yeah, it's just one of those things that it's a different world we live in. We've gotten rid of God. We've gotten rid of morals and values. One of the most oppressive nations in this world, China, would kill you if you're gay. Guess what? Oh, they have all this LGBT stuff from Disney. Made in China. Gee. But then I've seen a lot of Bibles printed in China, and they don't know. Yeah, you would go to prison and probably killed if you were caught bringing a Bible into China. Maybe we need to just order a whole bunch of Bibles to be made and printed in China in Chinese. That way they can get the word. Maybe they'll. I mean, I heard a story where a lady got a bag. I think it was Walmart, JCPenney's, Macy's, something like that, and it had a letter in there. When she had it translated by someone that was Chinese, it was, "Hell, I'm being held captive. You know, you're getting paid like a dollar a day, and you're working like a slave." And it's sad. But there's so much hypocrisy in this world. Okay, if you support, because I know people that, oh, they're gay, but they support Muslims. No, thank you, but Muslims, if you lived in a Muslim-majority country, they would tie your hands behind your back and they'd throw you off a second-story building. And if you didn't die, they would do it again and do it again. And, okay, how did you survive? And they'd do it until they killed you. They don't support gays. But there are so many people, oh, I stand with the Muslims. Well, they would not support you because you're gay. Disney has all this LGBT crap made in a country that doesn't support gays that would literally kill you or stone you to death. Walt Disney was a Christian conservative. He would never support what Disney is doing. He'd turn his grave, just like Walmart. Sam Walton would never understand them. He would never allow anything made outside the United States. It was all U.S. made, and he would never, ever sell liquor, any beer, any alcohol of any kind. I don't even know if you could get rubbing alcohol. I know you couldn't get any type of drinking alcohol of any kind. But it's just talking about, they just mentioned this gay couple on this TV show. It's just this, and before you know it, okay, you move a little bit further away. Well, it's just this, it's just that, it's just, and before you know it, you're 180 degrees in the other opposite direction. Well, you can bring a Bible to school. We're just not going to have, like, biblical class. Okay. Well, then they limit when you can read it at school, and then they limit even having it at school, and this and that, before you know it, you're on your own. And then they try to push that you're not a girl, you're a boy, not a girl. And they try to convince you. See, the schools are there to help you educate your kids, not the other way around. You should be going to the teacher. You need to be having your kids going to your teacher when she tries to teach about evolution that it don't make. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, they've had actual layers of Earth that, well, each ring is 1 year. Well, this... There's 150 rings here, but this was only 49 years that this thing happened, so they can't, you know, and scientists have actually proven God more than disproved him, so one of those things that when you look at it from this standpoint, folks, educate your kids so that when they get treatment, if you trust them in the public domain of this government-controlled school, that they know when to listen and when to know the teacher's full of BS and, yeah, whatever. Bye-bye. And they know, okay, hey, Mom, Dad, I don't believe in the secular world. I don't believe in this. You know, when you have kids that are like, well, you need to show me anywhere where I have to, if you think I can call you whatever I want to call you. Well, he's offended because you didn't call him a they. or an it or whatever. Dude, you need help. See, that's the problem. I'm offended by everything. Well, good. Maybe I've actually been offended before. Once in my life, I was offended. Guess what? I woke up the next day, and I was okay. It didn't hurt anymore. It didn't even hurt. It takes a lot for you to say something that really would offend me. And a big thing, I mean, if you went after my niece or my wife or any of my grandkids, my nieces and my cousins, nieces and nephews, if you ever went after them, I don't stand for that. You know, I've told this to some people before. I had to learn, because when I first got with my wife, I love my wife with all my heart, and she is who I married. And I had to learn, because so many people looked like I was holding the hand of like my kid, like I got stares like, is that a dad and a daughter? Is that a couple, or what is that? Because my wife is technically a little person, she's short, and I've learned to deal with that. Like, okay, if that's, you can stare all you want, I don't care. And I had to, and it didn't bother me. Just kind of the way they gave you, like, who is, like. But I had to learn. But it never really offended me. I'm like, they just didn't know. Like, when I show pictures, I remember when my brother died and I put the picture of me and him dancing at my wedding. And the nurse came out and she goes, oh, it's so awesome that you can come out. I'm like, what do you mean come out? She goes, I saw the picture of you and your boyfriend. I'm like, no, that's my brother. That's an honor of him. He just passed. Oh, you're that? Yeah, my brother passed away. Oh. And she lost it. I'm like, dude, my brother would be laughing his ass off, so it's okay. You know, show me life goes on. I mean, when I was at his wake, a bunch of people came up to me, a bunch of these guys came up to me at the church, and they're like, are you that man with the mic? You do that weekly conversation? Yeah, man, I listen to you all the time. I got a question. And then he stopped and goes, well, how are you even doing? I said, I'm not doing. I'm going to be honest. I don't lie. I don't candy coat it. I'm not doing well, but, you know, and all this stuff. And I said, what's your question? And it let me know that I felt the presence of God saying, it's okay, man. Life goes on. And it went, and it's gone, you know, and, but it's called respect. We have that. There are people that still have dignity and honor and respect. But then you have people like, okay, there's a 14 people killed in the shooting, and what do you do? You act like a retard doing outbursts. It's disrespectful. It's just like people that disrespect people that don't have. There's a time where we helped each other. We looked after each other. You know, if I'm on my way home, I need something. Okay, I got it. Don't worry. I'll get something for her. I'll pick something up for her, or vice versa. That's what this nation was founded on. It was founded on a covenant where we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Not anymore. Now it's me. I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the conversation. Got about just over 30 minutes left in the program. I know you're listening all around the world. Can't wait, because I'm going to get into some Manchester United news. Got a lot I want to talk about with that, so hopefully I'll make sure I save some time for that, because I know I don't do that easily. But I mean, the Washington, D.C. Attorney General is suing Facebook. Okay. That's like a smokescreen. The FBI is investigating Hillary Clinton for the 100th time. Yay. Nothing's going to change. I mean, the stance like Nancy Pelosi comes out with, like how we're fired up for the November elections. Like, it's already been fixed. Don't worry, folks. Don't even waste your time voting, because it's already been fixed. I'd love to find like a way to do like a small area, you know, like a small town of like 40 people or something, and like in a bigger in an area, and just see like, okay, I'm gonna find out how you all are gonna vote, and then see if it comes up right, because they actually show, like I've talked about this before, they have video where these people sit there and they, okay, we're gonna vote. They do a fake vote thing, and they just put the stuff in the computer. And they said, okay, we're going to do 7 votes this way, 2 votes that way, and they run them through the machine. And it comes out like 5-4 in favor of this one or whatever. What they ran through the machine is not what comes to the tally. And you see these people in tears. She goes, you got to be, no. And if you had 20, 30, 40, 50,000 ballots, you would just go ahead and assume that what was on the screen was the right number. When here, when they did it and they had it a test market, they just have like, well, I'm going to pick. They just made up some fake ballot thing like, this is a bad thing. And they clicked no, and they clicked no. And when it went through the machine and it read it, it didn't tally what they had marked down. And, you know, you have like, I have absolutely no intentions of losing this election. Yeah, that's Nancy Pelosi speaking. Hey, Nancy Pelosi, and I've got the election rigged. Because I'm going to win, because I'm not going to lose. So I have it rigged. I have tons of people that are going to get paid $20 to vote for me. And they're going to put it in the drop box at 3 a.m., and then take your gloves off and throw it in the dumpster. And they're going to do like 100 ballots each. That's after we stop counting. We're going to stop counting the election for a little bit. Because, you know, we've got to make sure that we don't get in trouble and caught. You know, by Nancy Pelosi. But that's what I'm going to do. Because we're going to absolutely steal this election. Because I'm not going to lose. I'm not going to steal the election. We're just going to do stuff that's not really illegal. It's not illegal. It's just not really legal. But I'm going to see Percy so we can get away with it because I can do that. Because I'm like 175 years old. I've been in Congress for 300 years. That's what's wrong with this nation. Where's the term limits? You have these idiots that have been in there for 40 years, haven't done anything. They can't even, well, she can lift up a bottle of Russian vodka because that's all she drinks. But guess what, folks? We're not going anywhere. There's millions and millions and millions and millions of Americans that are done. They can't get us on racism. So what do they do? Oh, dirty. Oh, we're going to... Roe v. Wade's not going to end abortions. It's just going to give the rights back to the states to decide if their state wants to have abortion legal or not. You listen to the media, they act like the Supreme Court's outright, well, if they vote this, you can't ever have an abortion ever again. Well, why is Starbucks and some of these other companies offering $4,000 like Starbucks and Amazon for you to go to another state or travel and do whatever you have to kill a baby? Just think, folks, all you people that are for abortion, just thank God your mom didn't support abortion and you wouldn't even be here. Every life matters unless it pertains to Black Lives Matter, and then only the foundation's lives matter because, you know, they bought that $6 million mansion and, you know, they're just taking your money and abusing it. I mean, they've had people that have gotten speakers. They've had black speakers that are Democrats and their fees were paid for through stimulus money from coronavirus. And that's supposed to help get us. Oh, no, that's just to help fall us apart. I mean, go back to the Spanish flu of 1918. We didn't lock down. See, there's a thing called quarantining, and you've done quarantining your whole life. if my niece Robin's ever been sick and she stayed home and didn't go to school or whatever, she was quarantining so she doesn't get other people the cold or flu or whatever, sinus infection, whatever. We've never in this planet's history quarantined healthy people. If you got COVID, you stay home. You got this, you stay home. They quarantine the sick and the rest keep going. Nope. We got to quarantine everyone. And then we're gonna shut you down. We're going to make sure you can't work, you can't pay your bills, you can't do anything. Then we're going to offer you money to help keep you afloat. I'm gonna okay you do something illegal, and I'm gonna represent you. I'm an attorney. Makes no sense. Why would I want to do something illegal just because an attorney says so? He'll represent me when I get busted. No. No. That's the way this world works, folks. Don't worry, we're going to shut you down, we're going to lock you down, it's kind of like, we're going to make sure you can't go buy food or anything, but then we're going to provide the food for you. Why do you want to bust your back growing food? Don't worry, we'll provide it for you. Oh, you couldn't work for like 3 weeks? Don't worry, we'll give you, we're the government, we'll give you, the government's not the solution. God is. And people need to wake up to realize that. But it's okay, folks. The problem I see is you have a ton of people waking up that have already woken up. And the problem you have with these woken up people is, like, how do we change things in this country with a rigged election? I mean, they're already having stuff with the Pennsylvania Senate race where there are ballots that were not dated and this and that, and they can't, well, we need to accept them. Well, they can't be accepted. It's 2020 all over again. We need to get back to one-day voting. You get your butt to the polls on election day, and that's it. And by 10 o'clock, we know who's won. Not this, folks. Welcome to year 6 of the presidential election. We still don't know after 6 years who's won the presidency. So, we're in kind of a holding pattern right now because this is the 300th recount. And wait a minute. This is just in. Pennsylvania just found 300 new more ballots. Is that? Yes, that's right, Tom. We just found 300 ballots. They've been hiding for 6 years, but magically, poof, they appeared. I mean, how in the heck can anyone think, how would you trust? I'm going to put a, sorry, folks. Oh, the election was fair. Yeah, when like at 2 a.m., poof, here's a 10,000 more ballots. Wow, the odds of these 100,000 ballots being all for Biden is a billion, billion, billion to one odds. But don't worry, folks. It happened. Poof. Going all over. I mean, I honestly see a Democratic landslide in this because I believe it's all rigged. I believe that the Hillary Clinton-Trump thing, they had it rigged for Hillary, and something went wrong, and it didn't work, and then they fixed the glitch, and now they've adjusted the glitch, and now they're going to go after every Senate seat and everything, and that's just my belief. But hello.
What's up, Kyle? This is Joe. How you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
What's on the plate for tonight? What kind of topics, are all particular?
I think this, like the Senate, because if you've heard in Pennsylvania with the Senate race where there's a bunch of ballots that don't have a date on them, And they're like, well, can they be allowed? And I believe it's just 2020 all over again.
Yeah, did you see the documentary 2,000 Mules? I had a show last week. I was the host of it. And I spent the whole 2 hours on the 2,000 Mules. You talk about the election fraud.
Yeah.
I don't see how anybody can trust elections for the rest of their lives unless people get prosecuted and sent to jail.
Exactly. It's like I was talking the other day. I'm like, how in the heck can you sit there and justify someone at 3 a.m. putting 100 mail-in ballots in a ballot box and then walking right over to a dumpster that you didn't even look at going to the mailbox and throwing away gloves? Why do you need rubber gloves to mail in ballots?
That's right. You know, so like I say, I don't see how anybody, even the dumbest of Democrats and liberals, if they see the movie, it is a terrific illustration of what proof is. They've pinged everybody who's gone from where they collected the ballots, gave them out to the mules, and some of these mules went to something like 20 different ballot boxes at 1 a.m., 3 a.m., and then they have a few of them on tape. What the fuck more do people need?
Oh, I know. And I guarantee you, if that was people doing that for Trump, those pings would be exactly accurate. But since it's Biden's people doing it, well, those pings, you know, they're not really, I mean, you can get in the vicinity, but there's no guarantee that they actually, okay, they went right by a ballot box in 20 different ballot boxes. They made sure, they went through everything to make sure that these people that they selected, hand selected, this is not their normal routine.
That's right.
They didn't just willy-nilly pick people. They okay, he's never done this pattern before, and he went by 7 ballot boxes. He went by 15.
You know, I read some articles that had some rebuttals to this, and they were talking about, you know, they could have been people visiting the parents or the relatives. But the thing is that what they don't mention is that there were two criteria. There were people who went to the ballot boxes repeatedly and went to the NGO where they had to pick up the ballots. So it's not like in the documentary. It's not like grandma walking a dog. They repeatedly went to these two places at different times across state or county lines at 1 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning. There is no logical explanation for the number of times these scumbags did it. But yet the liberals, they're trying to do it.
Yeah, they're trying to explain away, okay. Yeah. No, you can't.
Absolutely not. And the mainstream media, I haven't heard it. Well, I don't watch the mainstream media anyway. But I'm presuming there hasn't been a peep about it at all.
Only thing I've heard is that they've tried to discredit the pings, saying that they're not incredibly accurate. I'm like, well, in war, if they've actually killed terrorists by pinging their cell phone, knowing exactly where they were. But obviously, when it comes to election fraud, the ping's not really accurate. So, they've killed terrorists using a cell phone ping.
And it's accurate enough within a few feet. I mean, look, you can't discount one guy or one girl going to 14, let's put it like this, 10, 11, 12 different places and going to the NGO. Multiple times. There is no other reason for it except they dropped off the ballots, they picked up the ballots. There is no such thing as a coincidence. There's no such thing about, they worked there or they had to go by the place in order to go to someplace else. Not at 1 a.m. at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't go an NGO into a ballot box back and forth. Yeah. Nope. Sorry.
No way. There has to be an investigation. If there's no investigation, then we're fucked. I'm just like I say, I don't trust any of these. I don't even care. Because from what I read, Trump, I think he supported something like 20 some odd candidates. And 19 out of the 20 got elected. I don't trust them either. They're nothing to me but rhinos. if the Republicans were doing the job as they were supposed to be doing, then the Democrats wouldn't be having all this money going to Iraq to protect the so-called borders of Ukraine. This is all bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, I 100% agree. It's ridiculous. And it's like, all my family in Pennsylvania, they can't stand Dr. Oz.
Yeah.
Like he's a rhino.
They're all rhinos. Yeah, I don't even trust Trump. Are you kidding? A guy that says the vaccine is safe, with all the evidence that's out there to show that this thing is killing people, maiming people. It's raised the number of deaths and diseases that people are saying, well, what the hell's going on here? Nah, I don't trust that fucking guy either.
And that's the thing you have to do. That's the thing that I try to get with a lot of my, because I have liberal friends. I'm like, okay, you may have liked Obama, but you can't say he did nothing wrong. You have to find some fault in him. You have to find some fault in Trump, even if you're a Trump supporter. No one's perfect. No one's going to do nothing wrong.
Plus the guy, he's for gun control. The guy likes these red flags against guns. And then I found out the other day, he's been a lifelong Democrat. It wasn't as though he's been a Republican. You know what? He ran for president one time before, you know, on the Reform Party ticket. He just got nowhere.
Yeah.
So this guy, you know, I mean, he, as a president, I think he was terrific. I think he's done a lot of good for America, and a lot of it is being undone by Biden. But for him to say that these vaccines are safe, where is he? Has he been sticking his fucking head in the ground all this time?
Yeah.
Come on. No.
Yeah, it's like if you truly believe that, I feel sorry for you. And if you're just trying to win brownie points with liberals, then... Because I wonder if, like, they have all these... Like people like AOC and stuff, supposedly all these Democrats have gotten like COVID over. I'm like, I wonder. I don't even think for one second they got the virus or the vaccine. Yeah. I know they got, or I think with like Kamala Harris, I think she didn't have the virus. I think she's just so stupid that they're trying to keep her out of the limelight. She has to quarantine again, just so that she can't embarrass herself.
Maybe so. Maybe it'll stop her cackling. But the thing is, they've also found out something else about the virus. Now, we thought the virus itself, unless you were very, very susceptible to it, you were like over 50 and you had comorbidity, that the virus itself wouldn't be especially dangerous. But you know what happened? You know what they found out? The virus is causing what's called long COVID. It can actually, if it stays in your bloodstream, it stays inside your system for like a year or so, it can affect and change your DNA. So it does have an effect.
Yeah. Well, you've heard about where they have like the mRNA technology and they've had it in a petri dish with the liver cells, and over time it was changing its DNA, which they've said, oh, that can't be this. And they've proven that these mRNA vaccines can actually alter your DNA.
Yeah. And now, of course, like right on schedule, here they are coming out with monkeypox. Now, monkeypox is going to be, you know, it's going to be about probably the same mortality rate as smallpox. Boy, if you thought people panicked, you know, with masks and criticizing people for not wearing the mask and worrying about, should I go visit grandma? Wait till fucking monkeypox gets here. God.
Oh yeah, I have still people where I work that like still like wear gloves all the time and masks and all this. I'm like, oh, I just want to rip it off so bad. I'm like, you need help. And they're healthy. They're not have like medical conditions. They're like 25 years old. They're young. They're healthy. Yeah.
Well, see, they've got their head right up there in CNN's ass. And I'll tell you, I don't even blame them, because when I was a Democrat, I believe the mainstream media, and I believe textbooks, I believe professors, because these people, they're paid not to lie to us. But then when I started doing my own research on my own, eventually I found out that, you know, a lot of this shit is corrupt, more than we know.
Yeah, when I've seen, like, places like, okay, no one can stand this guy at all in my hometown, but he wins. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, there's things that just have never added up for me. Like, this guy was using public funds to help his campaign and tax money. He used taxpayer funds to get cell phones, to make calls and all this stuff, and there's all this illegal crap, and he goes, well, I'm going to pay it back and this and that, and he still wins, and he wins in a landslide. No one can stand the guy. And I'm like, I've always questioned, because we've had a couple races where, like, sheriffs or judges or whatever, no one likes, everyone hates, and they win in the landslide. I'm like, I don't know anyone that voted for him.
Well, I mean, the election rigging, that's not a new phenomenon. I mean, it really took on a new scale, you know, for Trump. But Philadelphia, probably Newark, New York, other large cities, they're known for election rigging. Even before the Dominion machines, they had the Diebold machines. So we've known about this for a long, long time. But people still don't fucking, they don't want to believe. So they're going to live in America where we're going to have food shortages, gas shortages, computer chip shortages. Well, good luck, people.
Yep. Like I told my wife, I said, you know, we garden every year and we live off a lot of the food we eat. And I said, keep gardening while we can before they try to take that away from you.
Yeah. And you better watch out, too, in case they have a false flag or an EMP and try to blame it on North Korea or Russia. All of a sudden, we have terrorist false flags at the power plants and nobody has electricity. You know what that's going to do if nobody has electricity? The kind of riots in the street?
Mm-hmm.
Man. It's going to be pandemonium like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. Because I remember I used to joke with my mom, and I was scared about this, because, like, on CBS News, they would have, like, next on CBS News, we will get into an investigation on how easy it is to contaminate the water supply. And they'd have, like, these experts. All it would take is one little 8-ounce bottle of what you would think is Ice Mountain is actually a deadly chemical. And you pour it in this thing here, and it would contaminate, like, 5 billion gallons and kill, like, millions of people. I'm like, well, way to go. Just show people how to. And they did the same thing with, like, and they would do the same thing with, like, the power grid. All you have to do is do this and this, and, like, half of the nation's cities would be without power, and you would have no street lights, no nothing. It'd be chaos.
Yeah.
I'm like, thanks for just showing terrorists what to do.
All right. You just gave them a blueprint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, and I don't think that the nation's going to last past 2 years. My own opinion.
Oh, I know. I mean, the way I've heard, like, Nancy Pelosi talk, like, I'm not gonna lose and all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, it's like I just read it, like, yep, it's already in the books, it's already cooked, it's already rigged. I kind of feel like in 16, they had it rigged for Hillary Clinton. That's why that Newsweek, they only sent out Madam President and something went wrong, and they fixed the glitch for 2020, and now they're perfecting it, and I think I honestly see a blue wave, and it's going to be like, wait a minute here, this country's falling apart, and the Democrats dominate in the House and Senate and everything, and I don't, like my wife, she doesn't even trust her votes. I'm like, I vote, but I've always wondered if it even counted, and that was 10 years ago.
Right. I mean, after you vote, you don't see where the vote goes. You don't know how it's counted. We had a corrupt system for a long time. I forgot what I was about to say. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, I forgot.
But yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, we've had, I mean, even in my hometown, we've had where, like, they had the computer glitches where they'd sit there and they'd try to vote for one candidate and it would flip to the other. Oh, well, we're just going to turn the computer on and reboot it. I'm like, I said, why does it matter? I said, I have a choice between bad or worse, you know?
Yeah.
Is Bush better than Al Gore? Probably, but are they both wrong? Yes.
Well, all the politicians we've had, I don't care who we've had, Reagan, like I said, I don't care about all. Trump did the best job that, you know, in my lifetime. I liked him. But look at where we're going, you know?
Yeah. But I think his downfall was he trusts people that are experts. So what they did is they got tons of people around him that were, quote, experts that were, they used them so that he would believe what they said. Okay, well, Dr. Fauci's the expert, and they got him around me, so he has to know what he's talking about, so I'm going to go along with whatever he says instead of doing his own research and thinking for himself.
Well, that's okay when he was in the Oval Office, and in, he was either talked into or inspired to try to come out with a vaccine against this virus. But now that he's out of office, nobody can tell him what to do. He's his own man.
Yeah,
he knows how to watch. You know, he knows how to watch the TV. If I know that these vaccines are dangerous, he's got to know.
Yeah.
And since he's not speaking up about it, well, partner, you know, you can have somebody else vote
that.
For you. But I mean,
I question that because what? I mean, he can actually come out now and say, "Hey, sorry, folks, I was basically doing what I was told," but nope.
Alex Jones brings up a good point. At least he did a few months ago when he said that if Trump came out and said he was deceived and he apologized for it, people would forgive him for it. But
yeah.
Apparently he hasn't, you know, his base hasn't really been affected. The people who are still the hardcore Trumpers, they're still the hardcore Trumpers.
Yeah.
But people have got to, you know, even the Trumpers, you got to wake up and you got to see. Is the vaccine dangerous or not? If it is, he has to know about it. There's no way he can just say, well, I didn't know about it. He's been out of office for like over a year, and you don't know what warp speed, what the effect is on people?
Yeah.
I don't believe it. I don't buy it.
Yeah. Well, I got about a minute left in the program, Joe, but I want to thank you so much for chiming in,
okay.
Man. You're amazing. It's nice to have someone that gets it.
Yeah, you know, there's a few of us around. You know, there's a show I go to on Saturdays. If you got nothing better to do, you can always drop by at 9 o'clock called Beyond the Mainstream. So,
okay.
If you know, you can check us out. All right, I'll talk to you, Kyle.
All right, take it easy now,
all right?
You too, man.
Take it easy.
I want to thank Joe for calling in again, man. He's just, I love him because he gets it. You know, he's someone that actually gets it, that understands. And that's what I've always wondered. I mean, when, as I finish up, Trump, I like him, but like, he knows the vaccine is not safe by now. He should be calling it out. But remember, folks, with the firm reliance and the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and their sacred honor. Until next week, good night and God bless. Goodbye.